Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as...
Fuck shit.
Fucking ass bullshit.
Bitch.
And phrases such as...
You goddamn son of a bitch.
While ranting on about subjects like...
Angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and...
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all.
You're the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Don't kill yourself! Kill other people!
Yes, it's true. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 77. I just, you know, that just kills me every time I hear that in the background of that that intro there, to my wiggle puppy. That was so fucking
It's always there.
It's always there. It's just floating around, you know. And I gotta admit, every time I hear it, it just cracks me up. That's just a funny...
it is funny.
It's just some funny shit. I'm late, I know, yes, but it is episode 77, and you are currently free to distribute this media any way you see fit. You can do whatever you want with it. You can do what is suggested with Mess with the Normals, which is a really good Mess with the Normals tonight, which I'm going to skip ahead and go to this. just a method of distribution. Guy goes and says, like, WOG encounters freak sheeple, okay? Yes. So the freak sheeple are like, oh, wow, you know, whatever. So he takes out the SKTFM burn disc and says, talking to freak sheeple, and he goes, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, I really like, you know, that chick from Buffy. What's her name? You know, the one, the hot one from Buffy.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, really? Yeah, Sean interviewed her on this CD. I don't remember where.
Really? Wow.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, listen to it. Where on the CD is it? I don't really remember, but just give it a listen. You'll see.
It's only about 100 episodes. Here you go.
Which means you're lying to him. And he was like, oh, I didn't hear that episode, but some pretty funny stuff. Oh, well, I might be on this CD then. Start at the beginning and just work your way through. Eventually, I think he interviews her. Yeah, that's it.
Have year two of the show.
Yeah. Oh, Jet, was that year one you listened to?
Oh, jeez, yeah, it was in year two,
it's
I think.
All
yeah.
Wrong. Going through the IRC tonight, we got Caponex, Cowshade, Smokehouse, Zandad, Pyro, Win2K3, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, Angelica, Piss and Shoot.
Piss and Shoot? She's
okay.
Pissed. She's shooting.
Angry Monkey, Panther 3AC, Asylum Boy, Blung, Copper Top, Coyote, Dexter, Ward, good name. Dark Goddess, Dacid, Delamarta, Delusion, Dorky, Dr. Chris, Doobie, Ethernaut, Frenic. F. Fletcher, Adrenocellin. Better not fuck that name up because I'm the one who named him. Blood Magnet, Gabriel, Gluco Guns for SK, G Maniacs, Griffin, Guest, Guardian Super Trigger, Hacktop. Good name. Or Hackop. But I like Hacktop too.
Hacktop's cool.
HL Sniper, Kaboofa, Kaisey, Swig.
Kaisey Swig?
What does Swig mean?
I don't know. It's usually Kaisey Saul, isn't it?
Yeah, but Ace Kaisey SWG.
No, I don't know. Oh, that's like some group he's in or some team. Like, usually it's a video game team.
I see. Yeah. Kello, what the fuck? Hexo, Lento, Lentium. Oh, pardon me. Lento. No Lentium. I'm just used to saying that. Malicat, Megalomaniac. Mitch, Mick J, AFK listening. What the fuck that means?
I'm away, but I'm listening. He's on his bed with his hands down his pants.
probably. Mistaken Alien.
Stick to your boys.
Big Venner. That's just fucking creepy. Don't say shit like that. Naughty Pope. Negative One. Nixon. Nixon. Hey, how you doing, man? I was just hanging out with Finning Boy the other day. Node. Oog. Organ Grinder. Paladin. Poison Cheeto. Prosium. Psycho. Punk of Evil. Rich. Ricky Rocket. Rose. Hey, Rose. Sapphire. I was going to say Sapphire, but that's not the case.
Nope.
72 Cents. Shags. I don't actually see the world. I see what I want to see in the world. Shrimp Boat 411. Shrine Master. Sirdark. Southpaw. Samurai. Hey, buddy. Stats. The Bug. Turnspike. Tweaked. Constromo, Wi-Fi Girls, Arustra, Dancing Monkey, Zenobia, Zero Sum, Soul Trance, Theta Species, Intricate, Legendary Zombie, Yup, Crazy Merch, and Wave Master Zia. Or who the fuck these people are, but they don't have
no voice.
Oh. Probably because maybe, maybe they're hiding.
I'll give them some voice.
If you want to get into the IRC and have the opportunity to be denied voice, how do we do that, Tim?
Well, you can go to the webpage, rantradio.com, click on community, and click on chat. Or if you want to download a program and put it in, you can go to mirc.com, which is our current favorite. And download it, go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel and talk with all the crazies.
What's with the Pet Shop Boys background?
You know, I can't guarantee anything good. Let's try another different...
Oh, that's better.
That's a little better.
That's good. That's like that. Got that bad.
For about 10 minutes.
Do you know who I discovered?
La, la, la,
oh, that's another. That's another. Another band I want to put in the halftime music. Which I. It sounds dumb. And when I tell you I discovered these guys, you're gonna be like, whatever, Sean. They've been around
you
forever.
Made them who they are, Sean?
No, they're totally been around forever. But I never really listened to any of their stuff.
Who's that?
Atari Teenage Riot.
Right.
They're like. They're probably one of the purest cyberpunk bands I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Song recommendation? I've heard them, but I can't remember what they sound like. I remember them being pretty cool.
Song recommendation? I think there's one
or
called...
just take whatever comes up
there's
as
one
most
called,
popular?
No, there's like a ton of them. There's okay. Like gobs of it. I think there's one called Speed.
Okay.
Which I was listening to, which I thought was pretty fucking cool. And I think there's another one called Cyberpunk is Dead or whatever. Just you can throw in Atari Teenage Riot and we'll see what we get.
Yep.
So we got some decent music there. Going in straight into Photoshop so that we can have Shade, do his thing. And
change his name and go Photoshop-y.
And go Photoshop fucking mental. We are still looking for a cool, dope logo.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be going for the Sean Kennedy Show, which is, of course, the major topic in my life to talk about.
I think you're liking the... Was it the Burning Monk you were liking?
Oh, yeah, the Burning Monk.
Do
we
want to focus in on that? Or
I'm liking the Burning Monk, but you know what? I'm not. That's like a Shade thing.
Okay.
The one thing I did want to say is Shade, on the Burning Monk, make you know how his head's just a dot? Make the head the Rant Radio head with the headphones that go over the top of the head. That way it's kind of like...
Or the glasses for the Rant TV.
Yeah, and maybe, yeah, put the headphones...
Full gear.
Yeah, put the headphones and the glasses on for Rant TV and all that. So that way that's it shows cool. Like a Media Monk kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, he's dialed in.
Yeah, so I'm sure that he's...
Server Monk.
He'll be sitting there going... So, that like, just as a super cool idea, but we're not... For 100% sure, going with Shade, we'll also take any other logo that comes down the pipe because we don't use that logo all the time.
Yeah.
Right, somebody might go, "Oh yeah, I made this thing that like can crawl off the page and kill people." So
we like that.
We're like, "That's cool. We like that shit. That's right on." So that's cool. Yeah.
More
of the same. Yes. Those of you
logos.
Out there,
logos.
If you don't do logos, if you're like, I don't want to do a logo, do a promotional poster or a flyer of some type. Anything that's a promotion for the show, so that when the show page goes up, everything's a go. We can really hit the ground super
hard. Which is
hard,
coming very soon.
Which is very
within this next
soon.
Week.
Which?
We're gonna get the show page up on the Rant TV site.
Oh, good.
Site
show page. I'm like, I've got till 21st. Fuck off.
No, you guys still got some time.
I'm like, oh my god,
no
I'm
worries.
Gonna shit my pants. Okay, well that's good. Yeah. That's good. So that's the Photoshop for tonight. Fly my crazy walk monkeys. All right. So now as to progress, how's the show progress coming, Sean? Well, I've got lots of talent. Musical talent is lining up. I've got interviews. Like, you remember how we were kind of going in sort of an Art Bell direction with kind of the show?
Yeah.
It's really easy to find Art Bell kind of people, you
They're
know?
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. I've got contact with a guy who claims he has a being from another dimension living in his body, shit like
that's
that.
Handy.
That's good.
Is handy for interviews.
Well, I want that shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
That'll be some good shit. And I'm also, we're going to try to get some, I got a special guest I want to line up for the first show.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say anything yet, but I have to get some of that info from you tonight,
secrets.
Sam, because I forgot to get it from you last time I was on here. Park.
Okay.
So we'll have to get that. But, you know.
It's coming together.
It is coming together. July 21st. And
that's a Monday, same time.
I don't know how many people are going to show up in the studio. Lots of people, lots of hubbub. Oh, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. No, no, you're not.
I got busy.
There'll be four people in there. People who will be there, I'm pretty sure that Kindling Boy is going to be there because I was hanging out with him earlier this week. And I'm fucking pissed at Kindling Boy.
What do you
think? If you come down here and see me, you sure as fuck had better have seen the film Blade Runner.
Okay.
If you have not seen the film Blade Runner, like, don't show up.
Because that's like the attitude there, right?
What's
going to be like the atmosphere.
Well, no, I just couldn't believe that this guy hadn't seen Blade Runner. Like, do you know there are people who have... No, he's never seen it. He has never seen the film Blade Runner.
Or the director's cut?
I can't find the original anywhere.
Like, been completely replaced.
It has. I mean... Which is shitty because, you know, there should be some great sound bites we could rip off from the original one because
the commentary
was talking. Yeah, you know, lots of good shit there. But I can't find one anywhere. I can't find one to buy. I can't find one for fuck all.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird. But, like, I guess, you know, we're old, Sim.
Are we?
Yeah, there's probably people
in the
RC.
Old generation
like,
movies?
How many people in the RC even have heard of Atari Teenage Riot? And, well, I have. Yeah, no, seriously. How many people, like, even know they existed? I didn't know they existed. I guess they're pretty... That's 80-some shit.
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah, it's back in the day.
Yeah, it's back in the day. So, but it's cool. I mean, it's definitely... Talk about bands ahead of their time. Like, Skinny Puppy, Ministry, fucking KMFDM. No, they weren't influenced by these guys at all. Not even a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you got to know your roots, right?
So that's cool. That's cool. I was going somewhere with this. So there'll be people like... I know Kindling Boy's going to be there. Pretty fucking sure that Rose is going to be there.
There's going to be a pile of people.
You think so?
Yeah, people have been asking me for directions, emailing me.
Really?
So,
it's like
it's
a
looking
pile.
Good. Four.
Four.
Thousands. No.
4,000.
Yeah, 4,000 of them. Yes.
4,000 of them. Big lineup. Yeah, great.
Lineups around the building.
I swear to God.
We're going to have to call the police.
I swear to God.
There's going to be hoses.
Yeah, there'll be fucking rioters and... Dogs barking at
the show won't even go on. It'd be huge ratings.
Yeah, it'll be just nuts. We'll like run around in the crowd, and now they're surging the gas.
And we'll film it all and put it on the second episode, and it'll all be good.
Yeah, it'll all be good. We can use that. That'll just be the intro.
That'll be the intro. Yeah, the riot, the police, and the riot gear and everything.
Was there somebody outside yelling, or what's going on?
I don't know.
Hi there. Radio. Neighbors are complaining.
Cole.
We're getting... Currently, Sim is getting bawled out by the elderly neighbor because we're being too loud with the window open, which is too bad. So now, because quite honestly, we're probably not allowed to be broadcasting from his room. Wow, that's like the first complaint we've had in how long?
Like, well, the whole show. This show is...
This, and
the end of the What the Hell, too.
And the end of What the... Did we have a complaint at the end of What the Hell?
No.
That was it.
And the end of What the Hell was here.
Who's the president of the Blue Hair Wash Club down there? Who's she?
She is, the manager around here.
Oh, she's the Strata Nazi.
Yes, she is the Strata Nazi.
Oh, cool.
So now we have to boil inside. We almost made it, Sean.
We almost made it. Fuck! Fuck! Oh, well. But we were persecuted, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strung up to dry.
That's right. We were just persecuted. Look at us. We're
oppressed.
We're persecuted. Oppressed. Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, like, it's the funny thing is I stand up. I got the mic in my mouth and the headphones on. I'm looking down there. I'm like, hey, what's up? And I'm Runs With Scissors t-shirt. should have wore that orange WOG shirt the fucking Nixter sent me, man. That thing's
bad.
Oh,
yeah. It's the big mecca.
Big satanic cow mecca on the front.
Oh, you can get it. Anybody can buy that. It's very cool.
Is that for sale?
Yes.
That wasn't a one of?
Yes.
Fucking tight.
It's angryshirts.com. We love that guy.
We love that guy. Now, we all knew this day was going to come. How many people got in the IRC? We got 92 people in the IRC. We all knew this day was going to come.
What day is it?
The day that Sean asks for cash.
Uh-oh.
Yep, that's right. Listen up. Here's the score, guys.
I thought you were independently wealthy.
Yeah. You'd fucking think so, wouldn't you? The way we're going to run the studio is that, it's $10 at the door when you come down and get in, and nobody's getting in for free because you know what? That pays for studio time. And the reality of the situation is that we do have to pay for this fucking studio time.
Yeah, it's a studio.
It's a fucking studio. So, I mean, the guys who are running it are cool if four people show up and they make $40.
Yeah.
Okay, but
the idea here is to eventually pack the house, and then, you know, they'll be able to...
That'll be cool.
We'll have a place to do this properly. So we don't have to worry about the Blue Hair Wash Club coming up and fucking with us. Okay. So, right now, there was going to be some stuff set up, but it hasn't been set up because everybody's been too busy. But if you wish to donate some cash, the goal here is... Everyone's like, oh, you just want lots of money or what? No, I think that... my target goal of cash would probably be about $1,000 total, and that's from everyone. That's not like $1,000 each or anything. But, like, I could probably get most... See, because Sim is going down to Burning Man, and he's putting a presence there. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to fucking Germany so he can make... We can get... Because this isn't just bullshit, okay? This is kind of like what we want to do for the future. I'm not just doing this anymore because, you know, well, it's cool. Which it is cool, and I love it, and it's great. We love the adoration and everything. And believe you me, it's been 4.5 years, and we really have not asked for too much. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's all been donations up till now, which is true. I mean, I guess I'm still asking for donations, aren't I?
Yeah.
But this donations...
And we want to bring more.
We want to give you the TV show. And in order to do the TV show, I got to get the studio up.
Now, it's a step up in technology.
The cash that you donate, if you want to donate some bucks, don't fucking break the bank for fuck's sakes. But if you want to donate some cash, go to theafternow.com and just throw it into the afternow. That'll go straight into my account, so that I can buy shit from there. Okay, I'll even keep track of receipts and fucking post that as well, so you know what happened to the cash exactly. This is no shit. I'm not just trying to grease my pockets here. What we need to do is I got to build bleachers. We got to get some cam nets for the studio. I'm using a lot of... Almost all the shit is secondhand. For the first few shows, we're probably just going to have couches in there, like a whole whack of them for like $40 a piece from Value Villas that we buy and drop in there. And then Southpaw Samurai is helping. He's donating all... Southpaw Samurai is a refrigeration engineer and an electrician. Okay, and he's like, yeah, sure, you know, I should be paid $60 an hour, but I'll come down there and fucking, you know, donate all my time for free and fucking hang out and help you out, and that's tight. And not to mention, like, you know, Ethernaut and Frozen Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Who are, like, donating fucking thousands and thousands of dollars worth of space, light, power, heat, bandwidth.
Equipment.
Essentially letting me dominate his entire office. I mean, fuck, dude. That's pretty much... Like, I don't think anybody's ever actually done anything that super cool. Maybe Red 5 is on that level with the amount of shit Red 5 has given us, but, like, wow, that's so totally fucking huge. Uncle Dak has agreed to work security at the door, which is cool.
Yep.
And
don't want to mess with him. Everyone knows. Just
and,
listen to the archives.
And the girl running the cash on the door is going to be a girl named Antoinette.
Very cool.
And, yeah, she's super cool. She's super duper cool. Actually, I want to get some shots of her. We might put a calendar up. She's just the most
excellent. She's rad. So she'll draw the people in.
No, she'll probably punch anyone out who gets in the way. She's not like...
Cool.
She's not one of the skinny, useless fucking guys. She's like fucking hardcore welder. I have a sledgehammer. I'll kill you.
Oh, boy. Bitches.
Yeah, she's fucking... She's rad. Antoinette's the shit. So very, very cool about that. But if we are going to... I'm going to need some cash, guys, because I can't float it. I can't fucking do it all. Like, believe you me, I'm putting a lot of my own cash into it. And if nobody donates, well, I guess I have to try to put the whole fucking thing together all on my own some. But help.
Help.
Help. Oh, God. So I put it off as long as I could. If, you know, with the cam nets and the fucking almost everything in there is going to be secondhand. And when you show up, you'll probably be like, wow, this is a whole lot of fucking crazy cyberpunk welfare shit. But it'll be fun, and it'll give us, you know, a location to... We're going to be able to have a green room to put our guests backstage and shit like that. So
that's right.
If in a long shot I do get William Gibson, you know, he lives local. There's no reason why I'm going to be trying to get him.
Why not?
But if he fucking bothers to come down to the studio, I'd like to, you know, at least
have something
fake
there.
It halfway decent.
We really do have a TV show.
You know,
come
I mean,
on down.
The whole fucking thing. I mean, if you watch that god-awful show, which is fun to watch, I don't care what anybody says, but if you watch the god-awful show Hackers, that fucking stupid Hack the Planet show, that's pretty close to what the hell the show's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I what the hell the show's going to be. See, that was...
Working it all
cool.
in.
Oh, that was really funny. But it's... You know, that's kind of the vibe we're going for. No, it's not going to be Starbucks and fucking all clean and sober, but I don't think we'd want that anyway. But,
no.
Blah, blah, blah. I need cash. If you can donate some bucks, and you've been holding back because, well, you know, I don't really like After Now and blah, 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 and I don't really want to do that. Okay, guys, we really do need the cash for this now. So if you can do it, please go to After Now, donate in the After Now, and fucking put a note in there for the studios. And anybody who donates cash, if you want to do it anonymously, I'll list you as anonymous, okay? But if you want to get your name attached to it, I'm totally into giving props for whoever donated cash on this one because, well, I'm basically sitting here with my nuts in one hand and my hat in the other saying, we'll fucking entertain for studio. Okay? Yeah, it's fucking shitty and I hate doing it. But, I mean, realistically, guys, come on. There's nothing I can do. So,
yeah.
If we can do
what,
it.
What other way can you do it?
What else can I do?
We've always been listener supported.
We always want to stay listener supported, and it sucks. It sucks that I can't just fucking float this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't. Not with everything else that's going on. No fucking way. So, there we go. That's how that works. Moving right along. Don't worry. I'll hit you again for more money at the end of the show, though. feedback from Alien Binary. Warning. This website here has got lots of flasturbation. So, if you're not into a whole lot of flash, don't go to this website. Sean. This is from Alien Binary. Sean, a while ago, you created a new word, speed beer, on the air. In response to your can of Monster Energy Drink, which I have to say is utter crap. The world's greatest speed beer is called Vamp NRG. It tastes good, works better, and has a nice goth chick to it. Goth chic. I was like, chick.
Where'd the chick go?
I like looked around the site looking for the chick, and I'm like, there's no chick. You lied, fucker.
Where's our chick?
I don't think we can get that in Canada. Because we can get Monster in Canada. We can't get Vampire Energy Drink.
I've never seen that, so probably not, unfortunately.
No. So, you know, you can send me one.
We'll buy Shake it up, throw it in the mail.
You can probably get it on ThinkGeek, I'm thinking.
You can probably find it.
I got another one here. Hey, Sean, bad news. Oh. You know Sim keeps reminding those folks who send in stories to do background checks? You know, Sam keeps reminding those folks who send in stories to do background checks on those things, especially when they're outlandish as the meat tree story. Turns out the story is from that ever-respected bastion of journalism, the Weekly Freaking World News.
Oh, God.
Now, as I recall, this is at least the second time a Weekly World News has been passed across your lap as a real story. All teasing aside, you should get your fact checkers on the stories before you start reading your news on the TV show.
Who sent this?
Give me echo.
I'm so alone. There's no one to help me. I have to go through all this news on my own. And I'm being punished by Goldie. What if I can't keep track? What if I don't know? Oh, God. No. I have to check it all.
So, yeah, okay, after much thought, I'll try harder. In the general news, Alien Binary sent this in. Sean and Sim, here's the link. I promise I keep sending you stories I thought were worthy of discussion. And here's a really goddamn juicy one. This one made my skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Only it's not from the Weekly World News, because I can answer to fucking Gobi.
Okay. He'll chew you out. His head exploded.
This should spark as much controversy as heavy metal, Dungeons and Dragons, Columbine, the Bible, and nanotechnology combined, times 7.
Wow.
The BBC reports that researchers are now suggesting that an aborted fetus could provide eggs for an infertile woman.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists say that a developed fetus, late second or third trimester, could be harvested post-operation for tissue.
Uh-huh.
Harvested. I'm sorry, I really don't into the harvested fetus. I'm okay with abortion, but the term harvesting. Just is a little bit too matrixy
for me. Pluck it from the tree.
I will harvest this. You know, bowling for combine. the sales pitch is as follows. An aborted fetus could one day become the mother of a new baby by donating her eggs to an infertile woman.
Uh-huh.
Wow, says BBC News. Now, hypothetically, does this mean that soon children will be born years after their own biological mothers have died? Oh, creepy.
Wrap your head around that.
And furthermore, wouldn't the newborn infant actually be born from an egg harvested from a person who has never lived? Oh, fuck, could you imagine that? My mother was aborted, and now I will turn to the source and kill those fuckers.
I'm the virgin birth.
Ooh. Yeah,
they would be.
Would be. Thanks, Sam. Keep me posted on that. Harvested from her who has never lived, meaning that these infants would be the first generation.
Born from the undead.
Undead. Son of a thousand maniacs. Whoa, way to go. I didn't do that.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I did not do that. Dr. Pepper is notorious for detonation. It is notorious. No shit. Back me up, IRC. How many times have you opened a can of Dr. Pepper?
Everywhere.
And the fucking shit just goes everywhere. He's got it on the... He's got it. We've had like a major Dr. Pepper spill here.
Yes.
17. go get the cloth. Yeah. I'll entertain.
Okay.
Just to give you a play-by-play, Sim picks up the Dr. Pepper, which I brought here, and he opened it, and the shit spawned everywhere, probably because we were talking about Son of a Thousand Maniacs and stuff like that, and, like, aborted fetal children and shit. But seriously, folks, but seriously, isn't that just a little bit fucked up, though? I mean, okay, I'm all for, you know, cloning. That's good. I think we should, you know, surgically graft ears to our own heads and fucking, you know, put unicorn horns on and grow fucking coral, whatever, extra collarbones and walk around looking like Triceratops and ram Starbucks machines. That's totally fine with me. I don't have a problem with that. But I don't know. That just, I mean, so let me get this straight. You take a fetus, you take the eggs, the aborted, like, I didn't know if a fucking fetus had eggs inside of it. Like, I didn't think they were that, you know, developed and shit. That's, like, fucked up. So you take this fetus, which is later in its term, and then you cut open the fetus, you harvest it, you pull the fucking little microscopic eggs out of the... Ah, fuck, I'm just trying to visualize doing this. Like, what kind of sick fucker would do that? Like, that just be... You know, I'm all for being clinical and shit, but you imagine that... Things all fucking twitching and stuff. You, like, have to cut it... Oh, fuck. I just don't know if I could do that. Hey, half my head's missing. What happened? Oh, you're wiping down the console. I'm sure we're fine, though, eh? Because we got Dr. Pepper all over our recording equipment. What's that? Makes it better? Well, that's okay. I'm sure you'll go over everything with a fine-tooth comb later. I mean, nothing sparked. No sparks. That's a good sign.
We are back, though.
We are back.
It's okay. It's balanced again. Okay, good.
Are we balanced? Because I, like, lost half my head for a second.
Like that?
Yeah. Ah, okay. Don't do that. You're ripping my head off. You're like, it's like one of those glasses where, you know, half your head goes on one side and it's on the other side. Ah, fuck off. I'll kill you. But, no, seriously, folks, I mean, that like, what do you think about that, Sim?
That is goddamn freaky. I mean, do we really need that many, like, do we need the eggs that badly that we have to go to fetuses to get
them? Well, I'm guessing if people want to have kids, right? And, I mean, if you're going to be killing the fucking babies anyway.
Yep.
You know? Like, you know, may as well, fuck.
Sure, cut them open, drain them. Get the eggs out.
Incidentally, you know what else you can harvest fetal tissue for?
Nope.
Apparently, now I don't have a website to back this up.
Magic, aren't they?
Fetuses?
Aborted fetuses.
Magical fetus. Apparently, the tissue in the first trimester or second trimester, some shit like that, but basically early on, the shit that the fetus is made out of is like uber primordial tissue.
You can take
this tissue, chew it all up, and then stuff it in your spine, and it'll reattach your spine to your lower legs and stuff like that.
They've done
it in rats and stuff like that, where they've taken fetal tissue.
It's like magic tissue. You can make it into anything.
It's fucking flesh crazy.
It's Play-Doh.
Yeah, it's
flesh
like,
Play-Doh.
Yeah, it's like nerve Play-Doh. You can fucking do that. But the problem is that people get really upset with the whole...
It's a baby!
You know, yeah. It was a baby and stuff. Now it's Play-Doh.
So, now it's my spine.
And now he's happy in my fucking spine. So, I'm sorry. Like, the one thing is that I'd be like, well, you know, yeah, you know, it's kind of unfortunate. You know, there's these babies, and we kill them and chew them up into bubble gum and then stuff in our spines. But... In reality, though, I mean, it'd be like, yeah, that's all tragic and shit.
The garbage in my spine.
Smack. Oh, I can't feel my legs. Come here, you. You know, seriously, I wouldn't...
What do you think about fetuses now, Mr. Reeves?
Yeah, seriously. Hey, Superman, how about we get your x-ray vision up and we'll fucking kill some dead babies and fucking stuff them in your back. How's that fucking grab ya? Ugh, scary, scary shit. Have you got any feedback, Tim?
Let me just check. I don't think I do.
Of course not. You never have any feedback.
I do sometimes.
No, you don't. Don't lie. You're a big fucking liar.
Yeah, I'm a big liar.
You're a skinny liar.
Oh, okay.
Worst kind of liar. I'm overheating and dying because the window's closed because the Stratonazis have put us in the small steel box in the middle of
People up there, you've been doing that for a year and a half, and we're fed up by now.
We're fed up.
We're not taking it anymore.
We're not taking it anymore.
Smokehouse wants to go to Burning Man.
Does he?
The cripple wants to drag his ass to Burning Man for some reason.
Are we still trying to send the cripple to death camp?
Yes, we are.
We're going to negate the funds that are going to send the cripple to death camp. Don't send money to Smokehouse. Give it to me instead so I can build a fucking studio.
And it works out if 23 people donate $10, he can go.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's not too bad.
Okay,
so if you want to see funny video of Smokehouse like dying in the desert,
yeah, because we're gonna take him out and leave him out there in the middle of the desert.
Oh yeah, he'll be crying.
You know what?
As we drive away.
Yeah. They got a fucking recording now, Smokehouse. No, but, you know what the really screwed up thing is? Is the same thing happens every time I meet one of my fans.
What's that?
It happened to Killing Boy too. Like the parents or the roommates, they're like, "So, you're going down to see this Sean Kennedy guy." "Yeah, it'll be really cool, blah, blah, blah."
"What's this guy old?"
Well, you want to stay in public areas, you know. Don't get alone with him anywhere, and don't let him touch you. Anywhere your bathing suit would cover you. Like, seriously, they get that fucking speech. You know, it's the...
You're the scary man. You're the boogeyman.
I am an unknown face on the internet.
Unknown?
And, oh, yeah, totally.
Too known.
Oh, no. It's true, because, like, if I were to... You know, if you meet someone you met online, they're obviously, you know...
You're like the scruffy guy in the back of the van.
They've got hockey masks. Everyone who you meet online, when you meet them, they've got the hockey mask chainsaw.
"Come in here."
And mobile slaughterhouse van. You know, everyone's, you know, with the clear plastic everywhere. Yeah, we all have that.
Yeah. The van's line.
You know, Jesus fucking Christ. What if you met somebody over a phone call? Would you be like, "No! They're evil! Only evil people use the phone!" You
and
know?
He's evil!
I should be the one who's fucking scared. "Hi, Sean. I, like, drove all the way from fucking Missouri to meet you.
I've listened to everything you've ever done 20 times over.
And I've made remixes, and you're the coolest person ever, so I have to kill you so that you can never do anything else, and you'll die just like Marilyn Monroe and James Dean.
Show 23 is my favorite. I've memorized it. Want to hear it?"
"Dung Star!" Sorry, man. It's like, "Hey, that's fucking great. If you want me, I'll be loading. All right? I'll see you later." Holy fuck. I mean, having fans is fucking weird. Take it from me, okay? Like, everyone's like, "Oh, someone's got a huge ego." True. I do have a huge ego because you need one. Otherwise, you'd be really fucking gay if you logged into the show and I'd be like, "Hey,
Oh, I've got a great song.
How's it going? You got a great song?"
By Eminem.
Called?
I can't remember what it is. It's a duet with another rapper, and Eminem talks exactly about that, about fans coming to his front door, and the media is criticizing because he doesn't, like, stand there all day signing autographs constantly.
Oh, really?
It's a really funny line. I'll see if I can whip it up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool. So anyway, we got some music coming up here. I got one by a guy by the name of Rob Dugan, which this is not the usual kind of stuff, but I heard this song. And for some reason, a lot of people are like, "Whoa, don't read too deeply into this, all right? It's all cool." But when, like, as it goes right now, as you know, Rant Media is raising, it kind of rises and falls, the swells of the passion of the whole thing, like the movement that is Rant Media. No, seriously, there's like, we'll be in a bunch of papers, there'll be a swell, and then it dips back down. But it's always dips back down, but never really goes to as far down as, it's like a stock market.
It gets higher and
higher.
Yeah,
it hires, but it swells, and then it drops higher and swells, so it kind of... does this, like, you can imagine something flying weird by going up and down, but going up.
It is
up.
Like that. It's very, like, media, and then,
But you're still, like,
media.
Media.
And none of it's self-induced either. It's, like, really
And I have a, really, it's like, you know, when you're trying to launch, and you're just going up and down and up and down. Each time you're bouncing on the trampoline, you're getting higher.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of idea, and I think with the show, once the studio launches, everybody, there's this weird vibe about the whole thing. It's like, you know, we've had gypsies come up to us and be like, "You are the one," and I'm like, "Whatever, get away from me, take your fucking spoons with you, fuck off." It's really bizarre, you know, the amount of shit that's been happening, and
oh yeah,
for some fucked up reason, and this is gonna sound totally like cracked right out, but I am pretty confident that there's gonna be enough people who will donate enough cash that the studio will get built. As fucked as that is, I'm just like, yeah, I'm totally not really stressed about it because
I don't think you should be stressed.
Well, no, but I mean, I stress about everything. That's why.
Yes.
That's why, you know,
the natural stress level.
This is how do you think I get as uptight as I do on the show? It's because running the fucking station and the studio and everything. Sim has his hands full with that, and I am content. Ta-da!
I put the microphone in front of Sean, and Sean brings the rest.
That's right. Sean, go do that funky shit you do.
Dance or something.
You know, and that's, I mean, it's a great team. Still not been able to pull that shit off. You know, but I mean, it's a lot of work on both sides of the fence, so it's hard. It's hard, but. It's been funny how it's kind of, it makes me think about karma or something, you know.
Yeah.
It's the prophecy. You know, seriously, it's cool. But on the upside swing, this song, yeah. I'm Not Driving Anymore,
yeah,
totally reminds me of that. It's this bizarre, because sometimes you'll be caught up in this huge surge, and it reminded me of that. It's a very, very cool tune that we're going to put in the halftime music. Do we have that one yet?
Not that one yet. We've got other ones, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be...
Atari Teenage Riot and the Fluke one.
Okay, well, let's play those two, and we'll see if we can get a faster source for the other one.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty cool. All right, so stay tuned. Lots of news coming up right after this. That was Rob Dugan, I believe his name is.
Very cool song.
Very cool song, but the thing is, the guy's music is pretty fucking tight. Like, he'll do a song like that, which is like, you know, your total trip-hop, acid kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, this, you know, EBM stuff, and then he does, like, you know, full-on raver shit and all of the
wow.
stuff. Although, you know, he's...
some bands like you'll never find a band as good as KMFDM at what they do because they kind of revolutionize the industry. But the dude's like hugely talented and he gets a lot of his shit movies. So I was just
very diverse.
Yeah, I was just doing some searching and I found that and I thought, wow, that was like one of those songs that I was like, wow, that's totally
absurd. Very powerful.
Yeah, it was really kind of cool. And you kind of picture this guy, you know,
I'm not driving
with his harsh smoke and he's all like crippled and shit and he's all, you know, weathered and he's been shot 4 times and stuff. You know, it's just really hard, dark shit. So I just dig that.
Yeah.
Some people don't really like voices like that, but I do.
He has a lot of emotion in his voice. That's what I look for in a singer. Just he's really into it. You can feel it.
That's the one thing I'll notice that no matter what, all the wogs, everybody who listens to this show and everything, the one thing that you can say in common, like, what kind of music do we like? The truth is we like any kind of music that has that is about something or is emotional. We don't like fluffy music.
Yeah.
Wogs
yeah.
hate fluffy music. I mean, it's just the fucking way
it's got to be some power, some emotion, like, some feeling behind it, something.
The Britney fucking Spears shit just does not wash because it's like, and I fell in love again, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, fuck, who cares?
You see right through it. It's like, it's nothing.
It's so bad. Speaking of seeing right through, we're going to move on to the Illuminati news, which is like pretty much our Gattaca news segment. There's some scary-ass shit happening.
Oh,
scary
God.
Ass. Speaking of ass, watch my ass. Log of War sent me this thing, and I'm going to start putting people's names beside stuff for who sends me the news links. That way, if they send me Weekly World news links, I have someone I can pass the buck
blame
on
it
to.
On him!
When Gobi comes for me in the dark. Watch my ass. The Gattaca planes. This is from Log of War. Check it out. Intelligent seats could soon be informing airline crews whether a passenger is a nervous flyer, a potential terrorist, or has been sitting too long and could run the risk of developing blood clots. Okay, dude. Fucking coders will sit longer than any airline pilot any day.
No problem there.
Quinetic. Quinetic. Okay.
Let's just break all the rules of the English language.
Which was set up last year as part of privatization of Britain's former Defense Evaluation and Research Agency. Oh, great. It's like British DARPA.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneeze.
Okay. Here's Sean sneezing.
Oh, I hate that. I'm in that perpetual pre-sneeze phase. You know the one where you feel like you're, like, high? Oh, I hate that shit.
Then you sneeze and it's like an orgasm?
And you're like, fucking, yeah. And then you bash your head off the monitor and you pull a all over your keys and you hope nobody knows, so you keep typing. Anyway, Defense Evaluation Research Agency is developing airline seats with sensors that can relay signals assessing a passenger's behavior to a central computer. Quintic designer Chris Thorpe says that the system could have a display that is only accessible by cabin crew, perhaps in the galley, to warn if the passenger's behavior is out of the ordinary. According to New Scientist magazine, the crew can assess the passenger and decide whether or not he or she presents a risk. They can have a special button that'd be like, oh, I'm nervous about flying, and the whole floor just drops away, and this fucker rockets, and shit! He was too nervous. Well, that'll calm everybody else down on the fucking plane, won't it? So we gotta be like, I hate flying. Excuse me, I'm the air marshal, you can't fly this plane. Now, everybody's
freaks
gonna
out
be...
even more.
Now, the thing that scares me with this is you'll notice a trend in certain news stories saying, remember this news story?
Yes.
Hi, we're assessing data based on your biological functions. It
seems innocent,
it's no longer It's no longer micromanagement. It's now nanomanagement.
Yes.
Okay. We're talking about, you know
it's
what?
It's a lie detector in every seat.
It's a lie detector in every... There are polygraph seats. Polygraph world. Polygraph fucking media. Polygraph.
Sure.
And if you at all look like you're violent, even though we're feeding you violent images and you watch over 4,000 deaths before you're 12... Yeah, none of that.
Just take this a step further and put this on every street corner.
Yeah.
They're assessing you 24 hours a day. That looks like a threat.
You're gone. You there. You got mad traffic. You're fucking out of there.
Yeah.
And the really scary thing is a friend of mine, I'm not going to give a name, but he went in and declared bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Okay. When he went in to declare bankruptcy, they pulled up his purchase history.
Which they do.
At the bank.
Yep.
Now, the fucked up thing here is that anything you buy with your debit card is your purchase history.
Yes.
And they used his purchase history to fuck him hard.
Yeah, because they don't want you spending all your money just before you go bankrupt.
Yeah, but, like...
It's all recorded, yeah.
It's
scary.
That's like, holy shit. So this guy's like, you know, I don't pay for things on debit anymore. And you know what, guys? I don't think we should.
It's all tracked. Everything.
I think you should take it out of a bank machine
credit cards,
and fucking
debit.
And pay cash.
They still take cash for now.
They still take cash.
Yep. And if they don't, and they'll always go to a flea market or something.
They'll always take cash.
Yeah.
But I'm like, holy crap.
Everything.
Holy crap. That means you can still donate money to me, though.
That's not recorded.
That's not recorded, no. I burned those records. I'm Lee Hexler. No, but seriously, like, that's fucked up. So I'm thinking, hey, guys, don't tell people where you spend your money. You know what I mean?
Because it could come back.
Because the only way they can use that, the only way they can use that is against you. They'll never use that for you. They'll use that against you. Okay, so if given the chance, take out money from a bank machine.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you talk about, you know, cyberpunk leather pants much? Excuse me while I get, like, jamming fucking shit
on
my seats.
We're not getting a reading from him. He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim. Quickly, inject him before
look
the other passengers...
Look at that man's ass. He's dead.
Yeah, this man has got a giant ass. Or you have him send, like, this harsh epileptic seizure thing so they think their equipment's malfunctioning. Or maybe if you could make some
scale.
Kind of weird vampire clamp that would hook onto the passenger seat beside you.
Oh,
so they
there you go.
So it replicates the signal.
Yeah, dump your data over.
Or his data into yours, so that that way they can't see what the fuck you're doing.
It's like taking a really calm person on the plane with you.
Yeah.
It's like peeing in a cup for your friend.
Yeah. That's just fucking frightening. Yeah. Okay, and talk about whim laws. This is from a Panthropy. You know how I talk about, terrorism. Okay, now check this out. This guy was Mr. Area 51 guy.
Yeah.
Okay, he's like super Area 51 guy. Chuck Clark wasn't even home when law enforcement personnel assigned to Joint Terrorism Task Force roared into his rented trailer in Tiny Rachel, Nevada. Okay, I've never even fucking heard of Rachel, Nevada.
Rachel.
And he stormed his trailer.
Yeah.
He didn't know about the still-sealed search warrant until he returned from a road trip and found that his files, photos, and computers had been seized.
Uh-huh.
They didn't ransack the place. Overall, it was pretty professional, Clark says, which is amazing he would say that. I'd be, like, screaming blue fucking murder. But
it was nicely ransacked.
But it looks like they took a lot of the stuff that wasn't covered with the warrant. Is Chuck Clark a terrorist? The world that existed before the attacks of 9/11, the answer would be no. These days, the answer is less clear. Is he a pain in the ass? There seems to be a little doubt about that. Of course I'm a pain in the ass. I know it, and they know it, but I'm not a terrorist, he says. Clark moved to Rachel about 10 years ago, drawn by part by stories about a mysterious military base now known the world over as Area 51.
Must be close to there then, yeah.
Yes. Before 89, few people outside of Nevada had ever heard of this place. A series of TV news reports produced by this humble reporter in 89, rightly or wrongly, puts Area 51 on the map. So this guy blew the whistle on the whole Area 51 thing. The reports include sensational allegations about Area 51 being home to spectacular technology, alien technology, and other shit. The ensuing years, almost every major news organization has made a pit stop at Rachel. Thousands of print broadcast news stories have been generated, along with documentaries, books, magazine features, websites, movie screenplays, TV dramas, songs, poems, t-shirts, bumper stickers, greeting cards, ashtrays, posters, fridge magnets, Christmas ornaments, and conspiracy theories. There are bars named after Area 51, rock bands too. Chuck Clark was intrigued, as everyone else. He retired from a job at California Observatory. So this guy's not like some flake. He was what do they call those guys? Stargazer guys. They're not astrologers anymore. What the fuck are they called? Observers? What the fuck is that?
Observer? I think so.
Well, the stargazers.
People just look up at the sky and look at it. Yeah. Not astronomer.
Fuck, I'm having a total brain. Astronomer.
Astronomer?
Yeah.
Okay, is that what you're looking for?
Astronomer. And moved to Rachel. He immediately fell in love with the wide open space, rural lifestyle, and continued a mystery about a massive military facility that didn't really exist, according to the military. Armed with sophisticated cameras and long-range lenses, he began to document the true story of the non-existent base. His daily desert forays and excellent photos were eventually compiled into a book. And also, Area 51 has bought all the surrounding mountain ranges since 89.
Really?
So people with telescopic cameras can't get on them now.
So they own the mountains, so if you're up, you can't even see it then.
You can't even see it.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is probably because of Chuck Clark. Along the way, Chuck has had numerous run-ins with base security, like many gung-ho yahoos who wanted to violate the perimeter and ignore the ominous warning signs. Clark says he's always operated lawfully. He takes his photos from public land. He doesn't tell tales about E.T. commandos who abduct milk carton kids and use them in human alien hybrid experiments.
That's funny.
He doesn't claim to have personal knowledge of ominous Martians cooking up earthlings in giant underground vats at Groom Lake or plots at Groom Lake naming places or plots by the United Nations to put us all in concentration camps. No. None of that.
We don't have those people here. Milk carton kids.
Milk
that's good.
That's a good one. That's a good
such
one.
Such a
I like
good
that
phrase.
One. But the point here is that Chuck Clark got labeled a terrorist, and they fucking took all his shit because he was just in the government's pain in the ass.
That's right.
And that
because
follows
he had some
along.
Telescopes and
that's right, because of his media exposure prior to this, they couldn't do that because we. But now, oh, he's a fucking terrorist, and that's why you have to become the media so we can keep reporting on this because the media is now owned. Just as sure as fucking eBay and every other online auction is owned, so is this. Okay. Now, talking about Shadowrun, how about some Shadowrun sex gum? How about that? Supplement pleasure, no fucking doubt. When they start putting drugs into your gum, other than aspartame, this freaks the shit out of me. Seeking to maximize its double your pleasure slogan. How do you maximize a slogan? Gum maker Wrigley has filed for a patent to cover gum that contains active ingredients in Viagra. Oh, wow. Pfizer's impotence drug. CNN medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta talked with anchor Darren Kagan about the possibility of such chewing gum. Gupta, I've got to say, I'm getting a lot of jokes about this, but it's sort of a serious topic, no question. 30 million men have erectile dysfunction, and certainly that speaks to the popularity of Viagra. This medication was released back in 1988. It's been around 5 years, although it seems like a lot longer. No, only to you, fucker, because we don't know the long-term effects. In 1998, it was originally released as medication to affect chest pain.
Really?
It affects the blood vessels all over, including the chest. That's why the medication was originally released. Oh, it also makes me horny, so fuck, I'll do that too. The patent, by the way, expires in 2011. It's very popular medication. $1.7 billion in sales in the last year alone.
That's a
lot. 9 pills per second. Whew. That's how often Viagra is taken. That's a fucking staggering number.
Flying out the door.
Wrigley's just trying to give the company a lift. Actually, trying to give the company a lift. Fuck, I love reporters. I swear to God, I will never make clever little twips like that, okay? That's
please,
fucking,
don't.
I'm going to take a mining pick.
It's all they have, Sean. Don't take that away from them.
Yeah, that's it for their writing skill, anyway. Actually, reporters aren't writers, just so you know. They're not writers.
They just make bad puns every once in a while.
They just report what they fucking see. Reporters are intelligent monitors. Actually, applied for a patent to develop a Viagra chewing gum. This would be a chewing gum you actually chew for about half an hour before sex. Chew it about 2 minutes, and it gives you some of the same effects little blue pill that becomes so popular. Well, what do you fucking say about that? I'm not really into taking medication through my bubble gum, okay? You'll have to excuse me on this one, but no.
There's enough aspartame in all of them already.
Yeah, no shit. What doesn't have aspartame? Wrigley's didn't have it, but now they have Viagra, so that's a big fucking no.
Yeah.
Tic Tacs, they didn't. That's
it's
about
really
it.
Tough to
find
something
yeah, forget
without it.
It. Never happens. And more into the core political rule. How about this one here? You ready for this one? This one's fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. A 6-year-old girl was heartbroken when her small lemonade stand was put out of business because she didn't have a temporary business permit.
Oh, yeah.
You're not licensed to sell lemonade. You're surprised. A neighbor called the police,
what?
And her stand was shut down. Got to get ready for the sale, said Abigail. Even though she's only 6, Abigail prepares for another day of work. We like making money in our lemonade stand, and we want it to stay cold so they can have cold lemonade on hot days, she said. A young entrepreneur who does the cleaning even in advertising, and it's paying off. We made lots of tips in our tip jar, said Abigail. But a few days ago, Abigail and friends were put out of business by a neighbor. We didn't have a permit, so she called the cops. And said Abigail. The police arrived and shut her down. Wow, I bet that cop felt fucking great, eh?
Yeah.
I bet he's like, wow, this is why I fucking became a cop. And we had to take down our lemonade stand, said Abigail. Abigail did not have a temporary business permit, which is technically a city violation, so we had to do something else to play. Maybe they'll go inside and play some Soldier of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Become fucking
it's
the
government
next,
sanctioned.
And become the next fucking, you know, generation of psycho killer. Maybe they'll just sit back, smoke some pot, and fucking listen to KMFDM and build pipe bombs rather than selling lemonade to her fucking neighbors.
That's right.
Maybe they'll devise a really neat way to nail that bitch's cat to her front door. That'd be fucking cool, eh?
Mm.
Hey, bitch, Hilty. Sorry. Yeah. Whatever. Hey, have you seen fucking Postal? Sorry. That just fucking pisses me right off, man. That's like totally the kind of shit that you got.
Why would the neighbor care?
Because the neighbor's a cunt. That's how that works. She's just a bitch. Like, what?
Nothing better to do.
Like, wow, you're an evil bitch. If there's people like that who, like, that person needs a smackdown.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, you are a piece of shit. What kind of a fucking scumbag does that? Like, oh, fuck. Make me crazy. Hey, who is this?
KMFTM. Or MTFNK.
That's KMFTM.
Anarchy. Oh, no, that's KMFTM.
Yeah. Anyway, Same band. I mean, fuck, they just did it for a legal thing. and how about this one for, how about Frankenpets? Jen joked fish. This got sent to me by Joho. A Taiwanese company has created a genetically modified ornamental fish that glows in the dark.
Okay.
They actually glow kind of green, so it'd be like watching like a whole bunch of Matrix stuff swim around in your tank.
You put enough of them in there, eh?
There's a picture on the website. I'm like, that's kind of cool, actually. I kind of like it. You know, I really do. I think it's pretty funny.
Probably cheaper than injecting radioactive dye.
Probably, yeah.
Into your fish.
A Taiwanese company
keep dying.
That glows in the dark. The Taikong Corporation. Taikong. There's a
Taikong.
There's an after now a corporate name. Welcome to Taikong Corporation. Took DNA from jellyfish and it turned into zebrafish to make it shiny yellow-green color. GM animals are frequently used by labs and flocks of GM sheep. Oh, genetically modified animals are frequently used in labs and flocks of genetically modified sheep are made available or make valuable proteins in their milk.
Mm-hmm.
And flocks of genetically modified sheep make valuable proteins in their milk.
Great.
What do you mean valuable proteins? Are you feeding people fucking genetically modified sheep proteins? That's a creepy line.
No doubt.
Though.
Yeah,
what is that doing?
That's
a creepy
really
fucking
weird.
Line. GM animals are frequently used in labs,
good.
And flocks of genetically modified sheep make valuable proteins in their milk. But the night pearl zebrafish is the first gene-altered pet to go on sale to the public. For some, the animal will be a fascinating novelty. For others, it will raise fears in the trend of bioengineered Frankenstein pets. That's like our genetically engineered two-headed cats.
That's
or
great.
My giant toads, which I will, you know, unleash upon the city. The Taikong Corporation reports... Fuck, I'm so using that.
Taikong. That's so good.
That's a rad fucking name. That is such an after-now name. I'm going to put that in the book. That's fucking...
Taiwan tight. And Hong Kong merge.
Welcome to Taikong.
Taikong.
We make genetically modified pets. Even the Namjurai buy their dog from us. We are the ultimate in replicant pet technology. The Taikong Corporation reports strong interest in the creation from the UK, where the aquatic industry is worth millions. What do you mean? It's a fucking island. Taikong insists the GM fish are designated TK1. Jesus Christ.
This is just
this
written.
This is Taikong 1. Sterile and additional
fluorescent
is
with
harmless.
Fish.
The fish is unveiled in 2001, but it took another year and a half to develop a technique to render the animal sterile. Because God knows you wouldn't want to breed these things.
You know why they did that.
Yeah, so you can't breed them.
So you have to go back and buy more from them.
They cannot crossbreed with natural fish. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. Fish all... I saw Jurassic Park. I know fucking fish just spontaneously change sex. Taikong 1 was developed using the work of H.G. Tsai in the National University of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they should do? They should let that fucker go and we'd have, like, oceans of glowing fish. That would
glowing look, oceans. You see it flying over them. It's like, what's that, mommy?
Actually,
it's the genetically modified fish.
Not really, actually, because I think all the fish who eat fish would be like, wow, this is fucking cool. You don't have to
they'd
look anymore.
Die pretty
they'd
quick.
Be like, wow,
there it is.
We're eating those motherfuckers. That's how that shit works.
Wow, they would die pretty quick.
Taikong!
Taikong, bring your fish!
Make your... Glorious makers of honorable growing fish. This is fucked up. Okay, you can fight back. Groupie sent this in. This is pretty cool. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, God love them, is launching an ad campaign to counter the RIAA's lawsuits about file swapping.
Mm-hmm.
There are more details available at the file sharing. It's music to our ears substitute. The press release kicking off this campaign says the FF's Let's Make Music Play campaign provides, or Let the Music Play campaign provides alternatives to the RIAA's litigation barrage. Details EFF's efforts to defend peer-to-peer file sharing makes it easy for individuals to write members of Congress. That's from slash.org. Here's two other sites. There's EFF at EFF.org and EFF.org/share. So check those out. You know, let's make it free.
Very cool.
Drugs are bad. Okay. Now, this is from Wog of War. And now, I have a real problem with antidepressant drugs. I don't know if you know anything about this. Now, I think that there's a lot of people who, you're depressed, so we're just gonna fucking medicate the shit out of you.
There's just too many people on them for my comfort. Like way too many.
Not only that, but garlic.
Yeah.
There is not on this planet currently today a stronger antibacterial agent than garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic is fucking unbelievably powerful as a health agent for people.
Yeah.
Okay? There's fucking books on books on books written about the powers of garlic.
And
we never hear about it. Why?
Yep.
because you can't patent garlic.
That's right.
So you can't sell garlic.
How do we make money?
Exactly. It's the health industry, and it's a sick fucking industry that makes money from disease. Now,
not from curing people.
If you are getting stressed out, I'm a big believer, and I know lots of people who, if their fucking world is getting too much for them to bear, they smoke a joint.
Yes.
Maybe once every 2 months, and it kind of takes the edge off, and they're okay again.
Yep.
And last time I checked, no one I know has ever smoked a joint and then blown their fucking head off.
No, I don't think so.
I've never heard of that. Emperor Wears No Clothes. Great book. Check it out. But check this out. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Thursday warned that patients under the age of 18 should not take the GlaxoSmithKline's antidepressant Paxil.
GlaxoSmithKline.
Fucking sounds like a bad video game.
Mm-hmm.
Paxil, everyone knows about Paxil, because of a possible increased risk of suicide impulses associated with the drug. Well, how much do you want to fucking bet that if it wasn't just possible, I've seen Fight Club, you know the equation?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it wasn't, they wouldn't release this unless they knew for a fact. And what, once you're magically 18, how'd you get that fucking number? People develop the different rates, cock jaws. It doesn't make a difference how fucking old you are. Well, 19-year-olds are fine.
They're fine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 20, that's fine, too.
Won't affect them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The statement from the FDA comes 9 days after British regulators issued similar precautions for children and adolescents. The drug, one of Glaxo's top sellers, is known as Cerozat in the UK. The drug is in... Fuck, that's scary. What is the drug's name? The drug generated global sales of about $3.4 billion last year.
That's a lot.
Wow, there's a lot of really upset people who really need to be medicated.
Yes.
But it is facing the prospect of generic competition in the United States within the next 18 months. The medication has been subject to increased public concern because of reports of adverse reactions, prompting Britain to set up an expert panel to investigate. Although officially approved only for adults, doctors have had discretion to prescribe Paxil or Cerozat to young people on a so-called off-label basis.
What's off-label?
I don't fucking
know. We take the label off and give it to you.
To young people on a so-called off-label basis. That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
I don't know, but doctors are starting to scare the shit out of me really badly, you know? Like, I understand that these people are necessary for surgery and shit like that, and they're not generally people.
A lot of them are paid off by these drug companies,
Well, I mean, they're only subject to the data they're given, and I think the data they're given might be greatly fucking flawed. Like, I don't know, man. That's fucking...
Well, I mean, if you could give a drug to a patient and make them go away and make some money off of them.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is kind of... That's getting right back to that nanomanagement. If you're having problems, we'll medicate the fuck out of you.
Yeah, and then your problem will go away.
And let's move on to fashion. We've covered medicine. We've covered our travel. Let's talk about fashion. Or is it nanomanagement? I love the way the angle is. It's fashion. Coming soon to your closet. Clothing that changes colors to match your mood. This was used for years. Inside, remember those shirts? They changed color on your heat based on they were a tie-dye shirt. They were back in
late '80s.
Yeah,
remember those.
You know where they came from?
Quite a rage. No,
psycho houses, nut hatches, asylums. They
really?
Yes, they dress people in these clothing, and if a guy was catatonic, he was going to freak out. He'd start to sweat, his nervous pulse would go, so the clothes would change color.
Red or something. Ah, bad guy.
And they're like, wow, he's like going to explode, blah, blah,
wow.
blah. Yeah, that's where that comes from. Coming soon to your clothing that changes color to match your mood. At an auto show a few years ago, I saw an exhibit that featured a custom painted Mustang on a rotating turntable. As the light clip played across it, the car changed color in front of my eyes, from green to purple and back again. I was transfixed. Nowadays, you see flip-flop paint schemes more frequently, but even clothing that shifts color as light changes. But people will soon be able to change the color of their garments electronically. In 2001, those fashion moguls, the guys who behind driving the fashion industry, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Why the fuck would DARPA be doing research on fashion clothes? Jump-started a project to accelerate development of electronic textiles. It's looking for, among other things, military uniforms that can adapt to different environments, providing on-the-fly camouflage for soldiers.
Don't let your batteries run out. I'm bright red. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Like, guys, you want to back that fucking see-through clothing from Japan, okay?
Yeah.
One of the beneficiaries of DARPA project is International Fashion Machines. Jesus, that's the name of the company? International Fashion Machines?
Wow.
Fuck, that sounds like a fucking... Anyone want a good electronic industrial name for a band?
Yeah.
International Fashion Machines.
That's a good name.
That's a good fucking name. Which is founded by Maggie Orth. Another good. Who's the lead singer?
Maggie.
To do fundamental research in this field. Now, how far is it going to be before, say, this clothing gets monitored? And
yep.
You'll be fucking... So if you're sitting in the seat and your clothing says red and...
He's turning red.
I don't know, man. Why the fuck would anyone want to broadcast
others? Wear
this.
You'll like it.
Generally, I like to wear my clothing because, hey, that would mean that if I'm taking medication, I'm in a certain state, which means that when I'm in a medicated state, my body will produce this kind of electric signal, which means my clothing will be this color. Don't take the meds. Clothing changes color. You're off medication.
Yeah. Have you taken your medication today,
sir? No, you
haven't,
because your meds are different. Your clothing's a different color.
You'll have to come with me.
Welcome to the world of nanomanagement. That's some scary shit, and it's really not that far away, guys. Really, really, really not that far away. I fucking...
Very
God,
frightening. The combination of stories tonight...
Yeah, that's... I did that on purpose.
It really paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's called... It's called not being biased.
Yeah.
So it's... yeah, it's kind of fucking...
Individually, they're like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Together, it's like, oh my God, that's frightening.
Yeah, that's really... When you start looking at that, when we're getting into the hardcore Gattaca shit... Films to watch, guys. Anybody out there not seeing Gattaca?
Do it.
Go check it out. And if you haven't seen Blade Runner, for fuck's sake, see it.
Do a doubleheader.
Yeah, Gattaca and Blade Runner. That's
perfect.
Actually, you know what? They're perfect together. Do you know what the perfect double is for Gattaca? Gattaca and Fortress.
Yes.
Those two movies are fucking
tight. They work really well together.
They're the same world.
Yeah.
They're the same fucking world. Gattaca and Fortress. Those are your two movies. Tight movies. Rent those and watch both of them together. You'll be like, oh my God, I'm going to hide in my closet. Saw 28 Days.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to see
it. It looks interesting.
It's old. It's like 2 years old, eh? Yeah, it came out in England, 2 years ago.
Really?
Oh, I loved it. I'm like, yeah, post-apocalyptic, woohoo!
Oh, yeah, anything world, like that.
World time
I'm
to
totally
shit. It's kind of nasty, though, because they didn't actually touch on one thing. When you see the movie, there's one thing they don't talk about, which is dogs in that movie. Dogs would be a real problem in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, dogs would probably take over the fucking earth in that movie.
I think I may have seen that movie.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure. Do they hole up in an encampment with some military people?
Yes, they do.
Okay, I did see that movie. Very cool. I liked it a lot.
Cool movie. Dogs. It's all about how scary dogs would be in that movie.
Because there was
blood in my mouth. I get blood in my mouth. 20 seconds later, I'm a raging fucking steroid enhanced monster.
Imagine a dog like
dogs.
That. Yeah.
Packs of fucking dogs. Yeah. Oh my God, you'd have a problem.
They could have touched on that. That would have been a really cool aspect.
Like the dogs own the city. That'd be it. You couldn't fuck with something like that.
Listen for the growling.
Oh my God, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
And you couldn't outrun them. That would just be the most terrifying thing ever. Saw Hulk too. Speaking of dogs. Yeah, I saw Hulk.
People are very divided on that I've heard. Either they really love it or they really hate it.
Well, you know what?
I haven't seen it yet. So
yeah.
I have no opinion.
It's not what I thought.
Yeah.
It's not what I thought. I thought it was going to be more, you know, like an action movie.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it is.
I've heard there's a lot of drama story building.
I think that people wanted it to be one way, and it wasn't that way, so they were pissed off.
Yeah. I think a lot of people went in with a certain mindset.
Is it a bad movie? No.
Yeah.
There's some grossly technical inaccuracies involving tanks, but, you know. I'm sorry. If a massive tank flies a long distance with people inside of it, when that tank hits the ground, everybody's dead. That's just
they were alive after?
Well, it's comics.
Oh.
Hulk doesn't actually kill people. You know, he's a good guy.
The Punisher movie. They're making a new Punisher movie.
Oh, there's a trailer. There's a trailer at the beginning of Hulk.
Short little...
There's a teaser trailer at the beginning of...
I hope they do so well.
Please.
It's made by that whole stream of people that do the X-Men.
It looks very sexy. The teaser? Have you seen the teaser?
Yes.
Okay, the teaser looks very sexy.
Because Sean and I both have
a
huge hard time for the Punisher.
Boner, like, all-time favorite comic book character of all time. Punisher.
Yes.
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when that movie comes out next summer, we should make that like a total walk event.
Oh,
like all the walks go, and we'll all see it. Like there'll be one theater.
My family was gunned down.
You know,
and
it's,
now I.
It's not revenge.
Vengeance.
It's punishment. I'm like, oh yeah, you fucking sexy
on
bitch. Do it.
Everyone, every kind of criminal. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Low, high, they're all the same.
Punisher comic books are just the shit.
Oh, they are.
Oh,
he's so cool.
God, he's like Batman with nuts.
I never saw the first movie because I didn't want to ruin my image of Punisher.
I have seen it.
Yes, and I've heard enough about it that I don't want to see it.
It is not good.
Dolph Lundgren ruins
Dolph Lundgren,
the Punisher.
No, Dolph Lundgren is not to blame.
Oh, really?
No, he's not to blame. He would have made an awesome Punisher, actually.
Yeah.
Other than the accent, which is difficult to get rid of.
Didn't they take out the skull?
They took everything out.
It wasn't the Punisher anymore. It was just a movie.
They took everything out. Everything.
That's ridiculous.
He has knives that have the skull on them.
Yeah, that was the only thing that had the skull. I read about that and it's like, what?
He got around the city by riding a Harley through the sewers.
What?
It was Teenage Mutant Ninja Punisher.
Oh, it was around that era. It was around that time.
It was fucked up, guy. It's like, oh my
Thankfully,
God.
This is the era of superheroes movies.
Yeah, because we run out of everything else to make movies. So, you know, hey, let's make money, run with it. You know, hopefully, I'd like to see a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that doesn't actually suck ass. Holy cow, there's like 2 tons of private messages. Are you insane? Are you insane? Oh, your shade's giving me... Smokers, I'm not giving you shit. Thanks, Smokey.
Thanks a lot.
That'll be the first.
That'll take us far.
Yeah. Don't read the IRC. Stay away from the IRC. Stay away. Okay, here we go. On to names.
Okay.
Names. Now, first mess with the normals. Hand out SKTFM show CDs and tell people that Oprah Winfrey / celebrity of the choice was interviewed on the show. You just gave them somewhere, but you can't remember where. That's from Wagga War. He came up with that. Good. That's an awesome one. No upcoming events other than the 21st big show. La la la. Come here. Give me your money. H Hour. Oh, that is. Oh, the daily site check of the day. I'm all fucked up. Anyway, never mind. Digital baptism. On to that.
Okay.
Yup. Y-U-P. I guess that's his name. Is now Vermin.
Vermin.
V-E-R-M-I-N. And Mick J wanted to be renamed, which Mick J has done a lot in the last little while. So I've had to come up with a name for Mick J where he's going to be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I look at it and it's like, nope, I can't derive anything from it.
Okay, it's pronounced Namjurie.
Okay.
N-A-M-J-U-R-I-E. Okay.
Okay.
And it is a Tales from the After Now thing that has not been seen yet.
Oh, upcoming.
The Namjurie.
Okay.
The Namjurie are a group of beings.
Yes.
Okay.
Is he going to have to wait?
Yes.
Okay. I know it. You're kind of holding back.
I'm a dick. I'm a big dick. Look at me. Holy fuck, I'm a dick. So
you won't know what it means until later.
So, but Mick J, your name is now Namjurie. N-A-M-J-U-R-I-E. So that's how that works. In closing tonight, special shouts out to Shade, everyone who's helping out, sending in logos and stuff like that. Even if we don't use them, we'll be presenting them on the site. We'll print out posters, have them around, make stickers out of them. Like that. Who was the man who made the stickers? Was it Mick who made the stickers before?
Who actually produced the stickers?
Yeah, who sent us the stickers? Don't know?
I'm really sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't.
I know Shade made the logo.
Did he? Okay, we'll have to find out.
We'll find out because we need some stickers.
Because we're going to need some more stickers. Because the idea, all the remaining Rant Radio stickers that we have, when you show up, you get a sticker.
Oh, yeah.
You get your ticket. So at least you get something for it other than the show.
You get a big hug, too.
And a big hug. And I'll give
from
you
Jack.
A big, sweaty, smelly, fat man hug.
It'll stay with you.
Whee! If you want to help out, get 2 people hooked on the show. But if you really want to help out, please send me some cash. Go to theafternow.com, click on donate, and send me a couple bucks so I can build you a studio.
I'll make the show look nice.
To keep entertaining you. That's the goal. And I've got some cool shit lined up, guys. This is going to be absolutely huge. And I will keep track of everyone. Just make a note of your name, like in the afternoon, because the thing to
just
send
put on like
a message
Sean TV show or something.
For the Sean TV show, and I'll keep track of your name, and I'll give it to Sim, so I won't lose it, and I'll send a copy to Smokehouse too, so
it'll be everywhere,
and God knows Smokey will keep track of it, so that's cool. And eventually, I'd like to actually do something for the people who are there in the beginning.
Yeah, we'll have to think of something.
The first show people. I want to get all the names of everyone who helps with the first show.
Yeah.
And
if by showing up, they're helping.
Yeah, that's
anybody who shows up helps in that.
I want to get their names, and I'd like to, I don't know, build something or something. You know, like some kind of something to put somewhere that's fucking cool. I want to do something with these people. You know what I mean? Because it's. I mean,
because you know they're dedicated. I mean, they're at the first show. They know about it.
Dude, this is history. This is fucking history.
Yeah.
Never before. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, and I haven't abandoned my thoughts and feelings on cult or any of that. I mean, like, yeah, I still want to keep moving, but this is going to do more to motivate the group. And when it comes, like, it's again, we're making history.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has said throughout, oh, it'll never work. Yeah, you'll be out of business, blah, blah, blah. Remember that motherfucker who tried to buy the station, was offering us $1,000 a month, whatever, to keep doing what we're doing and sell out and be big sluts?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yep. Well, you know, this isn't it for you guys. I mean, this is just a flash in the pan, right? Like, you're not going to be fucking doing this, you know, 2 years from now.
Oh, wait. We are.
Oh, yeah, guys.
And we're moving on, too.
If you're listening, fuck you, cunt. Why don't you come down to the show?
Throw us some pennies. And
why don't you throw me some pennies? I'll tell you what. Why don't you come down to the show? I'll point you out to the wogs, and you won't make it out of the studio alive. How about that? I'll fucking nail you to a fucking TV screen, and we'll turn the bitch on and watch you twitch.
Anybody's going to be down in Vancouver on Wednesday night. Funkervaught is in Vancouver.
You just got the biggest boner for that, eh?
Well, they're awesome.
They are awesome.
They're doing a Canadian-only tour. Canadian only. They're doing a DVD afterwards of the tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They're not even going to the States.
Fuck the States.
Yeah. They're just going across Canada.
Don't declare war on me. I'm just kidding. Don't bomb me either. Fuck.
So anybody who's going there, keep an eye out for me.
You'll be there.
I may not ignore you this time.
You going to bring some stickers?
Yes, I will bring some stickers this time. I forgot. I was like, why didn't I bring stickers?
Because you're a dummy.
Yes.
Don't be a dummy.
When I was there, I was like,
bring freaking stickers.
Yeah.
Sure. So we can go down there. You are free to distribute the show anyway if you see fit. I really like that idea Wagga War had. And if you want to help out, do send us a couple of cash dollar things.
Couple cash
credits.
Dollars.
Send us some send
credit
us some,
tokens.
What they call credits in Battlestar Galactica? You know the science fiction stuff? They had all these cool names for money.
They always do. Yeah, they always make something up. Well, not money.
You know, and in Star Trek, it was always, it's Romulan. Anything Romulan is bad. Oh, it's Romulan. It's Romulan money.
Here's illegal. Blankets.
We have Romulan mine probes. Anything fucking badass
that
and cool.
That is Romulan. Why the fuck? That on the front.
Yeah, Romulan. Fuck.
That's those right. Romulans.
The Romulan wogs. We'll give out Romulan stickers. Fucking Romulan rant radio stickers. RRR.
RRR. Matey. These are RRR stickers.
These are RRR. Oh, God, pirate jokes.
No.
Okay, well, that's it for tonight's show, guys. I got to basically suit up and fuck off. Because I still
have to work. Yeah.
I still have to work, but I'll be answering all the emails that I didn't answer today.
Yay.
And I'd like to try to hook back up with Kindling Boy this week. So that'll be cool. That'll be cool. That's it for me, guys. I do hope that everything is cool with you. Going through the RC tonight, that's what I forgot to do.
That's
go
right.
RC. Going through the RC, the people who bothered to show up. We got Capone X. Is Cow a person?
No. Cow is a bot that keeps control of the channel.
Capone X, Shade, SKTFM, Smokehouse, Pyro, Win2K3, Alien Binary, Alamo, Alpha736, Angelica, Pissed and Shot, Panther P, ASC, Blungs, Cell, Rumbling Sky. Fuck, we got like 80 people here. Not bad. Yeah. Copper Top, Kyle Jones, Crazy Merch, Dancing Monkey, Dark Goddess, Dacid Away, Delusion, Don't Panic, 42, Dr. Chris, Droopy, Endoplastic, Frenic, FG, Flesh Ripper, Adrenosullen, FUD, Building, Gluco, G-Maniacs, Griffin, Guest, Guardian Super Chicken, Hack Op, Hex Freak, HL Sniper, probably Half-Life Sniper, actually, Holy Hand Grenade, Gaboofa, Kaiser Sol, Kello, What the Fuck, Kexler, Little Mac, oh, good name, Little Mac, like that, Big Mac, Little Mac, Mally Cat, Megalomaniac, McVenner, Mr. Echo, Namjurai, Naughty Server Monk. I think that's a play on Naughty Vampire Gods from Blade. Negative One, Nixon, Nude, Oog, Organ Grinder, Paladin, People Tree, Fire, Fire Bad, Poison Cheeto, Prophet Doodle. Oh, Prophet Doodle, holy cow, long time no see. Feel this here. Prosium, Psycho, Funky People, Quiff, Rich, Ricky Rocket, Rose, Rich and Rose will both be there, I'm sure of it. Sapphire, 7210, Shagzy, Shrimp Boat 411.
Shrimp Boat.
That's awesome. Good. Shrimp Boat Directory. Shrine Master, Southpaw Samurai, Spudly Stats, The Bug, Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tweak, Tyranzix, Vermin, Wave Master, Zia, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Zarustra, Soul Trans, TDA Species, and Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Yeah, as always.
Battlestar Galactica, use my sperm as currency. I love this, like, totally fucking ego-based shit in the RC. Just It's like, yeah, I rule.
Qubits.
I killed...
Shrine Master
Qubits.
Says Qubits.
Yeah. It was Qubits. 14 qubits and... Yeah.
Wasn't Battlestar Galactica kind of an arc kind of thing leaving Earth? Cause
no, they were looking for Earth.
Oh, they were looking for Earth.
Yeah, they were another planet looking for Earth. And then at the end of the series, they came to Earth and there was the flying motorcycles and all sorts of shit.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to make it really Knight Rider.
Tried to blend in with Earth.
They're apparently... I've heard rumors...
Yes, I have heard those rumors,
that
too.
They're remaking it. Which I'm like, wow, we're really hurting for a science fiction series.
No kidding.
But I think that's cool because, like, what I would like to do is eventually...
as long as they bring that fuzzy dog thing back. Could,
oh, Moffat.
Moffat.
Moffat. Moffat. The poor fucking actor who no doubt cooked under the goddamn filming lights. Hi, Moffat. Was Moffat the kid and the dog's name was Bashki or some shit like that. The first episode, it was a German Shepherd, eh? And the German Shepherd got like, yeah, got horribly raped and mutilated by some fucking
Oh,
silo.
No.
And
we can rebuild him.
We can rebuild him. Dumber, cuter, faster, slower. So they made this fucking Moffat thing.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
That's
and the
so
kid's
funny.
Like, oh, I love him. No, you don't. If I had a German Shepherd and I got that sorry orange Muppet with rotating.
Can't even bend its
hey,
little legs.
Take your
falls over easily.
Take your ABO. Tell it to fuck right off. I'm sorry. I want a German Shepherd. I used to have, like, the most attack vicious attack dog on the planet. Now I've got fucking a Jim Henson sideshow defect. Fuck that. Whatever, man. That's just fucking stupid. Anyway, that's it for tonight's show. Thanks for coming out. And if you want to help out with the studio, again, please send some bucks. And if you can't send some bucks, then try to show up. And if you can't do neither, then just tell people about the show and
tune
help
in.
Out whenever you can with art or music or propaganda or whatever the fuck else you can do.
That's right.
So until next week, hey, remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't ever there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to people with the same as you did. A family that you went home with a friend.